Just recently, vandals in Colombia tried to burn down a church, also burned a cross. Let's take a look at the footage. This was just tweeted out by my buddy, Jack Posobiec. Here it is. Now, what's interesting here, I'm going to pause, is I looked in the crowd. It's all ladies. It's all women who are doing this. Now, there's the one girl. She puts her middle fingers in the air. Let's see where she went. This girl here. All right, she's giving everybody the bird. Then you got the other one who takes the cross, throws it on the fire. And then here comes the police. They're trying, this is all in Colombia. People trying to burn a church down. It's Women's Day, okay? So if it's Women's Day, you got to burn down the patriarchy. What says patriarchy? The Catholic Church. Just got to say, they didn't make a very good point. Still sacrilegious. No, this is not Columbia, Maryland. This is Columbia, the nation. So, this is what's going on. Women's Day. Burning crosses. Burning churches. Now, this isn't just vandalism. This is sacrilege. And I've been saying now for, well, really the past year, phase one is they attack our statues, crosses, Bibles, icons, images. Phase two is they attack the churches, the physical buildings. And then phase three is they attack us, the Christians. First, historically, this is the progress that always goes. Historically, they first attack the clergy, and then they attack the lady. By attack, I mean punish, imprison, but also kill and create martyrs. So we're seeing phase two here in Colombia. They're not just attacking religious images, like the cross, as you see there, but also attacking the physical churches. Now, you may be watching this being, oh, well, that's just over in Colombia. That's crazy over there. No. Last week, where I live, in North Texas, the Church of St. Thomas Catholic Church in Fort Worth, twice in one day, they vandalized the church. They stole a statue of St. Thomas the Apostle. It was gone. Later, they found it on a football field, decapitated. Right there. This happened in Texas, my friends. This is not far from where I live. I could get there in under an hour. In Texas, people are vandalizing, blaspheming, sacrilege against the church. This church got desecrated twice in 24 hours in Texas. St. Thomas Aquinas. Not St. Thomas Aquinas. I believe it's St. Thomas the Apostle is the name of the church. They stole the statue. It was gone. Later, they found it on a football field. As you can see on the picture, decapitated. These are hate crimes. And not hate crimes per se against the Catholic Church. That's true. Hate crimes against God and his anointed Messiah, Jesus Christ, and his friends, the saints, and his mother, the Blessed Virgin Mary. So, I'm going to say it again in case you're new to the channel. By the way, if you are new, please like the video. Please share the video on Facebook. And please subscribe and hit that bell to be notified when I go live. I've been saying this repeatedly for a year. If you read the ancient persecutions, You go to the Diocletian persecution, which was the 10th Roman persecution. You look at the Arian persecutions of the Catholics. You look at the iconoclastic persecution of the Christians. And yes, there were martyrs in defense of the icons and the images of Holy Mother Church. If you look at the Reformation, Protestant Reformation, if you look at the French Revolution, in all these cases, first, the enemies of God attack the crosses, the icons, the statues, the images, the Bibles, all the things that are symbolic signs of the one true God and the one true faith. That's phase one. Phase two is they begin to attack the churches. They close the churches, they padlock them, they burn down the churches. Think about all the churches in France that have been burned. We've seen churches in the last year burned in America, United States of America. You just saw this, the burning of, or the attempted burning, Women's Day burning of the church in Colombia. And here in my own backyard, statues being stolen, decapitated. This means that we are in phase one, phase two of the persecution. In phase three, which unless something happens, a miracle, we will be moving into phase three. And phase three is the attack and persecution of the clergy, that's 3A, and then the laity, that's 3B, where you and me go to prison, get beaten, and perhaps receive, by God's grace, the crown of martyrdom. That's where these things are moving. Think about it. 10 years ago, were there people stealing statues in America and decapitating and then dumping them in the public, like on a football field? No. People are asking, what is phase 7, phase 10? There aren't any phase 7, phase 10. There's phase 1, phase 2, phase 3. It's very basic. All right, so that's what's going on. Thanks to Jack for tweeting that and letting us know. And keep your eyes open. Pray every day. Read the Bible every single day. You must be living a life in which you are experiencing the presence of God. And you can only do that if you communicate to God the Father through Jesus Christ in the Holy Ghost. It's the only way to do it. Pray every day. When you wake up, get out of your bed, get on your knees, and pray. Offer the day to God. Say three Hail Marys for holy purity. Make an act of faith, hope, charity. Pray before your meals and pray after your meals. In the evening, pray together as a family. Do some catechesis. Read a chapter of the Bible. Talk about the one true God who is our Father, and how he sent his only beloved Son to save us, and how we, through faith in his blood, can receive the Holy Ghost. Talk about that as a family. And then when you go to bed at night, kneel down again at your bed and ask the Holy Spirit to search your heart and show you what you did wrong that day and repent, and then go to sleep in peace. We have to do this. We have to live for God. We have to live for Christ, because persecution, violence, hatred is coming closer to you. It's coming closer. My own backyard. They're destroying statues, decapitating them. All right. Christ gives us peace. Christ gives us love. Christ gives us hope. Christ is our everything. So pray every single day. Never stop. If you follow this news, if you follow this channel, and you don't pray, and you don't read the scriptures, and you don't receive the sacraments, you're going to despair. Get connected with Jesus Christ. All right, I'm going to sign off there. Reminder, pray the rosary every day. It's the Bible on beads. Rattle the beads. Read 3 chapters of the Bible every day if you can. Find good worship, good liturgy, the traditional Latin Mass, the Eastern divine liturgies. Attend those with your family, with your friends, with your children. Support holy, good, traditional priests who teach the one true faith in conformity with Scripture, tradition, and the received magisterium from AD 33 to this day. Do that. And until next time, remember our Lord Jesus Christ said, "You're the light of the world and the salt of the earth." So go out there and be salty. God bless. Godspeed. And I'll be back today at 2 o'clock to talk about a recent interview given by Archbishop Carlo Maria Vigano on the Deep Church, the hierarchy of the Deep Church, and the Great Reset. We'll see you back here.